Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning, Bahamas. How are you doing? Do you have your pom-poms? Do you have your towels? Are you ready? It is Thursday, the 25th of May, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Culture Thursday, so we're talking about the culture of money and how we are currently in a shift. And I have today in the studio some stakeholders in that space. We're continuing our sand dollar giveaways. And joining me today, I have Ms. Newton from the Central Bank Sand Dollar Adoption Unit, and I have two more digital wallet providers in studio to share with you what it is that their companies do and to help you connect to a digital wallet. You may choose their digital wallet. Maybe they're here today to sell you a little bit on it. But to participate in our giveaway competition, you have to have a digital wallet enabled so that I can send you your $30 in sand dollars when you win the trivia prize. So remember, every day for the next 4 months, we will be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, and I think we are going to introduce texts in today's show, when you call in or text in, give the producer or on the text your name and cell phone number attached to your wallet address, your sand dollar wallet address, and your email address. I think I got that all right. I've got it in my notes. But you call in, the producer knows what to do. I know what to do on the text line, and if you get the answer correct, you are going to receive a transfer to your sand dollar wallet of $30. So I'm going to throw out the first two questions, and then I'm going to start the show. Remember, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. The text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. So the first trivia question for today is, what is the national sport? What is the national sport? Y'all could tell by the song I played it. It's been all over the news. Tina Turner has passed. Tina Turner is a symbol of resilience, a symbol of the struggle of the African woman throughout the world. Tina Turner survived everything on this planet, including Ike Turner. It's a powerful woman. Anyway, if I got time, we're going to be playing some Tina Turner songs today. First trivia question, what is the national sport? I've got two answers, but I need the exact answer. Both of these texts are... one is completely incorrect. The other one, I've given you half a clue. There we go. Okay, so to start the show, we've acknowledged the passing of Tina Turner. I got some other sad news before we get into the show. I'm trying to confirm, clear up some information. My partner witnessed a traffic accident yesterday involving three small children. I haven't seen notice of it in the newspaper. I expect to see notice of it because what she observed, she presumed that it was a fatality. Three little children, not of three little children, one child. We haven't confirmed it yet. But what she witnessed suggested that strongly. I say that to say this. I'm going to need y'all to put your keys on the ground. Just for one day. Just for one day. Put your keys on the ground. Stomp it into the ground. Leave it there. Walk away. And walk where you have to go. Some of y'all don't deserve the privilege of driving a car. That may sound harsh. It may sound extremely harsh. Right? Some of y'all are saying, but Ms. Green, you're a privileged woman. You don't know how hard it is in this life. What I'm telling you is you don't know how hard it is in this life to lose a child. It's hard enough to lose a child to disease, to an inherent inborn condition. It's hard enough to lose a child. A child has gone on the wrong path, decide they want to be into badness, and they reap what they've sown. It's hard enough to lose a child. But imagine to lose a child because somebody was being careless and reckless in the public space that we all share together. Someone knowing that little poor children have to walk themselves to and from school and everywhere else they go, have no care and regard for sharing the road with others. On my way to work this morning, traffic was obstructed on Market Street. There's a gentleman who needs a wheelchair, but I imagine he probably refuses to be in it because he values his freedom more than many of us think. But he's often in the road, obstructing traffic, becoming a danger to himself. This morning, he was again obstructing traffic. So I pulled on the side safely, totally off the road, put my car in park to call the police, to ask them to come in, come on the scene. You know what happened while I was sitting there in my car, in park, completely on the side of the road, in front of a red light? You know the cab for 18-wheeler, except it didn't have the container on the back of it? It flew down Market Street through the red light. I mean, it sped. If there were any more potholes in the road, it would have bounced across the red light. That's how fast it was going down Market Street by Southern Recreation Ground. A lot of y'all take the rest of us for a joke. It's like you're mocking us. You could do whatever you want in your big vehicles, with your big car, with your insurance, with your fancy life, with your resources. Let's walk this road and practice empathy for each other. Just practice empathy for yourself, just generally. Just practice it. Just try it out. Empathy, spatial awareness, critical thinking skills. Driving these roads is a privilege. It's also a necessity. It's a privilege. Please take it seriously. You don't need to lose one more life to reckless and careless driving. Not one. Okay, I see. I have one answer here. It says Snoop Racing. But the first correct answer we got on the text is Sloop Sailing. It's not Slope Sailing. It's not Snoop Racing, and it's not Just Sailing. It's Sloop Sailing. So the texter with the last four digits, 2555, you are the winner. I will take down your info, and at the end of the show, we will connect and transfer you your $30 sand dollars into your digital wallet. All right. First giveaway under the belt. Introduce the second giveaway as I introduce my guests. What popular Tina Turner song was a Bahamian political party rally and convention staple? Favorite. What popular Tina Turner song was a Bahamian political party rally and convention favorite? Staple. Producer, I see we got a call on the line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Now, we had the second question now. What popular Tina Turner song was a Bahamian political party and rally party, rally, and convention favorite?
I have a soreness for a national sport, but she has so much to talk about. It's not coming to me yet. I was actually in it for the national sport question.
Okay.
I know it. Solid as a Rock?
No, that's Ashford. Isn't that Ashford and Simpson?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
It's
not coming to me. What's left? That's doing it. That's not it. I know.
But that should be it. I could be honest with you. That should have been it for the last 35 years.
That's what I'm kind of doing today.
No, okay. I'm so sorry. You could call back in, though, if you think you got the right answer.
Yeah.
Again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Producer, we got another caller. You taking down their information. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. We giving away this question to the texter and to a caller, right? Because we got a couple. Producer, hurry up. Hurry up. You're taking too long. You get hurry up callers. There's a caller. I got three people on the line. So two callers, just know there's someone in front of you. Good morning to my guest, Ms. Newton from the Central Bank Sand Dollar Adoption Unit. Please introduce our other guests in the studio this morning.
Yes, good morning. It's good to be here. With me this morning, we have Donovan Moxie from Mobile Assist. And we also have Deidre. Deidre, remind me of your surname?
Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Deidre Andrews from Omni Financial. They are digital wallet providers that allow you to transact with sand dollars.
Very nice, very nice. And I'm glad you guys are here today because a lot of our listeners still need help enabling their sand dollar wallets. They want to participate, but we still need to inundate them with this information so that setting up your wallet is like just like setting up your Amazon card, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like setting up your Saturday morning because you know exactly what you plan on doing for your Saturday. It's like a work day. Good morning, Mr. Moxie. Good morning, Ms. Andrews. Let's start. What services do your companies offer, Sand Dollar and connected to Sand Dollar?
Okay, I'll let Ms. Andrews, lady, go.
Okay. Okay, with Omni, well, Deidre Andrews, Omni Financial. Our mobile app is OmniPay.
Okay.
Under OmniPay, we offer bill payment services with your utility bills. You can also pay multiple merchants with OmniPay eCash. Of course, we're integrated with Sand Dollar, which is of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm.
We also are coming online with a virtual credit card. And we are looking at other new developments that is coming shortly. I kind of want to hold a little bit back so that when we do all of our big bells and whistles that this will be a big thing coming out. But in essence, OmniPay, you can send money internationally. I say in Omni Financial, those that are understanding who Omni is, if you go to any of the Omni branches, you are able to send money locally and internationally, top up with mobile minutes internationally and locally, pay your bills, take a flash cash loan, and I think it's a movement of money. I'd like to say that all the services that we have in branch, you're able to do on our mobile wallet, and that's essentially what it is.
Awesome. And I can use Sand Dollars on that app?
Absolutely. You can use Sand Dollar. It's integrated and interoperable in our OmniPay app.
Okay, because I'm a little excited. I mean, this is the life I lived 20 years ago. I'm in university. I got a little, well, 20 years ago, but I got a little WhatsApp at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
My mother could then send me money via Sand Dollars.
Yes.
Via the app to where I am in school so I could top up my Bahamian cell phone number. WhatsApp,
okay.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
that I could continue communicating.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Dear parents. It's a great way to support your young people, but in a safe vehicle.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Moxie.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Bahamas. So we are Mobile Assist. So we like to basically say that we're a transactional ecosystem. So what that means is that we provide functionality for all different types of transactions that persons want. So they range from bill payment to money transfer. We have money transfer right now within the Bahamas, so you can transfer from wallet to wallet if you want to do that, both Sand Dollars as well as our tokens as well. We also have e-commerce. And so if you want to set up a mobile store in our platform, you can do that as well. We have event ticketing. We have another solution called Scan and Pay, which is a point of sale contactless payment solution. So the way we have our platform structured is that we essentially allow all different types of transactions to occur within our platform. So if you're a small business and you want to get involved in transactional commerce, we can do that. Also, from a wallet perspective, we support sand dollars. So the way we have our wallet structured is that there are multiple types of currencies that we support within our wallet itself. And so it's one of those things where, for us, it's really giving people the flexibility. So there's sand dollar in there, there's tokens in there. We also have a new Visa card product that's attached to our wallets as well. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to transfer, if an individual has a Visa card, you're a parent, you can get up to 5 different Visa cards. You can essentially transfer money to them very easily from your sand dollar account to your Visa account. So we give maximum flexibility in what people can do with their money.
All right, awesome. Now, producer, push the call through for me. Good morning, call. I know you've been on the line. You've been holding. You're ready to answer the question. What popular Tina Turner song is a political party, rally, and convention staple in the Bahamas?
You're simply the best.
There you go. There you go. Dear PLPs, don't turn the channel. That song has become a Bahamian classic. It's so embedded into the psyche, the collective consciousness of the Bahamian people. It just mean politics time now. It don't mean anything partisan anymore. But that's the role, like that's the place that Tina Turner held in our lives. She might as well be our good auntie from the States, you know, and I should say from France now, because she left, I think she left the States a long time and went to Europe. Okay, Mobile Assist, OmniPay, thank you so very much. I know y'all have to go soon, so give the audience a telephone contact or your social media handle so that while they're listening, if they've decided they want to connect with Omni or Mobile Assist to play the giveaway, that they can call quickly and get the step-by-step on how to sign onto your wallet. You may also want to give them a quick walkthrough right now while you're on air, from opening up the Google Play Store or the App Store to Hidden Send.
Okay, to contact myself at OmniPay, you can call 427-0023. Our social media handles is OmniPay, www.omnipaybahamas.com, or you can go under OmniMoneyTransfers.com. A very quick and simple walkthrough of downloading OmniPay is to go on any of the Play Stores, download OmniPay. You simply put in your username, which is your email address. You select a password. You click Join Omni, and that's it. You can join in on the simplest level of OmniPay. When you want to upgrade, you can just upload your KYC documents, and you can then move on to a second tier of OmniPay and you are then able to access every feature and benefits of Omni very quickly.
Thank you very much. Mr. Moxie?
Yeah, for Mobile Assist, we're on the Google Play Store as well as the Apple App Store. And so when you search for us, the keyword is Mobile Assist, all one word, not a space.
Okay.
Download the app. Once you've downloaded the app, you can go ahead and register and create a digital wallet. Mm-hmm. Creating a digital wallet with us is same as creating a digital wallet with Apple Pay or Google Pay.
Okay.
And so we require those same steps, and you set a PIN, because that's a secure wallet. So the way our app is structured is that you get to keep your money in secure wallet, secure PIN, just like you would do your normal bank account. And then once that's there, you can then create a sand dollar account by simply pressing a button. The sand dollar tab is there. You say create a sand dollar account. In a matter of 3 seconds, it's done.
And it generates the wallet address.
Wallet address, wallet ID, as well as wallet QR code. And so you can actually send money by scanning the QR code from wallet to wallet. You can give people your wallet ID. And all of our wallet ID from Mobile Assist begin with MSD, which really stands for Mobile Assist Sand Dollar. So if someone says their wallet address is MSD and then a 6-digit number at sanddollar.bs, you'll know that's a Mobile Assist wallet.
Awesome. Yep. Thank you so much.
I also want to interject in there. I think a lot of persons may get a little bit confused when you say wallet address, because we always say custom name. When you say custom name, they understand exactly what that means.
Okay.
So, you know, Mr. Moxie would have his unique identifier in the beginning, and then the custom name that you set up. It's the same with Omni. You would have Omni plus the custom name that you would have set up. This isn't generated automatically. We ask that you generate, you put in what you want your custom name to be because it's unique to you and something that you would understand.
Yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
It actually it does vary by wallet.
That's true. Right. So, that's true.
So with Mobile Assist, mm-hmm. for example, it's automated. You don't set it up. Mm-hmm. So I know with Omni, it's a custom where you can have S. Newton
right.
at yeah. sanddollar.bs. Mm-hmm. I know Cash & Go has that feature. But Island Pay, for example, which is another digital, they were here, I think, a couple of days ago. Yes. They have an address that's generated automatically right. mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. So thank you guys very, very much to our winners so far for the day. We got two text winners, one phone winner, Simply the Best, and Sloop Sailing. Sloop Sailing is the new national sport. Producer, take us to a break. Call up my friend, my auntie, Proud Mary. Call up. See what she's saying, producer. See if she has anything to tell us. As we go to the break, you're on the clock with Erin Green. And when we get back from the break, we have another digital wallet provider in studio with us. We're going to ask another giveaway question. And we're going to find out what Sun Cash has in store for us in our digital wallets. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Once again, thank you, Omni. And thank you, Mobile Assist, for joining us today. Check them out. And, you know, investigate, do your research. They may be the perfect fit for you. We'll be right back. Love like you know what it means. It can't be wrong. Take the heart and make it strong. You're simply.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Can you make your wishes on?
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. And joining me in studio is Miss Newton from the Central Bank Sand Dollar Adoption Unit. And we have our representative, Miss Andrews from Omni Financial. She's able to stay with us for a few more minutes. And we have a new vendor, a new digital wallet provider in studio with us right now to join the conversation. From SunCash, I want you to introduce yourself, but first I have to say this. I'm waiting for you to SunCash me. If you're a SunCash user, you catch the joke. I'm getting savvy. I'm understanding the language. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Ms. Lori Russell. I am a SunCash representative, and I am just so excited to be here this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Producer, I see we have a call there. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Morning, caller. You still there? Okay, it's all right, because we already got an answer to the trivia question. So I hope that you are okay, caller. Now, ma'am, introduce yourself again.
Lori Russell.
Lori Russell. Great. From SunCash, our third vendor this morning. Ms. Russell, I'm going to throw out a third question for the morning. We're going to give it to one texter, first texter, and the first caller to get the answer correct. We'll get $30 in their digital wallet today. So please, if you have your digital wallet enabled, please call us. And here is the question. On what island can you find Preacher's Cave? On what island can you find Preacher's Cave? Again, say it again. On what island can you find Preacher's Cave? I know there's plenty caves in this place, but a lot of our islands have caves. On which island can you find Preacher's Cave? One text winner, one call-in winner. Producer, I see the phone is running. Ms. Russell, let's tell us quickly about what SunCash offers its customers, and then, Ms. Newton, we're going to talk about the value of having more than one payment method. I am always trying to pay, like, a Scarlet Plum season. They are valuable. I don't understand why people won't accept my Scarlet Plums as fiat. Ms. Russell.
I will take them.
Yes, you have sense.
Okay, good morning, guys. So SunCash is a digital wallet that just makes your life simply easier from the palm of your hands. Persons are able to transact in sand dollars. One of the benefits of having a SunCash wallet, we do not have multiple wallets inside our wallet. We keep our balance in sand dollars because it is the central bank digital currency. So we want you to transact in that digitally. So with that being said, we have a number of features. You can buy gift cards, vouchers, top up. You can send sand dollars throughout all of the family islands. We have a number of locations nationwide. You had Carnival last weekend. We did ticketing for Carnival. Persons were paying for their Carnival tickets in sand dollars. And the vendors there, if you wanted to grab a bite, they had like a food court area. Yeah. The vendors were accepting sand dollar. People were scanning and paying. Last month at the Red Cross Festival, it was the same thing. Next week, the upcoming Long Island Regatta, persons will be able to pay in sand dollars. And also Crab Fest at the end of the month.
Listen,
y'all. There will be sand dollars all over the country.
Don't show up to these people's booth with a bag of sand, you know. I tried it. It ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. Okay, that's awesome. That is awesome. Now, y'all hear what she said. They at the festivals, they at the homecomings, they at the regattas, right? Which is important because on the family islands know most of all the value of having multiple methods of payment available to their consumers and even as merchants having them available, right? Ms. Newton, let's go into that a little bit.
Yeah, so I was just sharing during the break this morning. I wanted to get some breakfast, so I stopped at a nearby fast food restaurant, and I went in, and they said that the credit card machine was down, and so quite a number of customers walked off the line and out of the store because they didn't have cash, and so had that particular restaurant been accepting sand dollar,
they could have kept all their customers.
You know, the customers who had sand dollars on them. And then the great thing with the digital wallets, you can connect your credit and debit card to them, and
all
connect it to your bank account, and so they could have been able to just scan with their phone and pay. So money is, you know, businesses are losing money.
And listen,
so,
you know where we feel this the most, where this is going to be very, very helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning markets, Gladstone Road, Dunga Lick, there's Yamacraw, one of these MPs are getting into it. That's a good thing. Farmers Market in Yamacraw. First thing in the morning, every time I'm working, people want to come to my booth at 9 a.m. with a $100 bill or a $50 bill, and they're going to tell me, but that's all the ATM was putting out. The ATM doesn't put out small change for small markets on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That Sand Dollar account is going to be so helpful. You're not going to lose all of your float to your first two customers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be scrambling to get to the ATM first thing in the morning. Nobody wants to go to the ATM on a Friday night. But you are ready to go with much convenience.
Right.
I think one of the things that we need to really take a look at when it comes down to merchants is that the use of the debit cards and the Visas is a convenience for the consumer. But from the merchant standpoint, it's still a cost to them.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, when you move along to using a mobile wallet or using the Sand Dollar wallet, it's actually more cost effective to use a digital provider in that regard, because the cost and the fees that you incur when you're utilizing
debit or credit yeah.
is far less than what you would use for utilizing the Sand Dollar or a mobile provider.
All right.
So I would like to add to that point. So a lot of persons, she's referring to the debit and credit card aspect, but people don't take into consideration, especially businesses, how expensive it is to handle cash.
Mm-hmm.
You have to secure that. You have to pay for your armor services to transport that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay to keep that money inside your bank account.
Correct.
You have to pay for surveillance at your stores to make sure that nothing happens at your registers.
Counterfeits.
Mm-hmm. There's all of that to take into consideration. So cash is actually very expensive. And then when you talk about the family islands, where it's very hard to get cash from those islands when they may not have a bank in their settlement, persons can transact easily through Sand Dollars because it's instant. And they'll have that money instantly, and they can do that not just on their island, but throughout the entire country.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, we got a text winner, guys. We have a text winner for the Preacher's Cave question. Caller, you're on the clock. You got an answer for me?
Elutra.
Way to go. Is this my friend, Raymond?
This Raymond.
How you see that, man? Blessings. Okay.
You remembered it.
Brayman, you gave the producer all your information?
Right. Hey, but I could use the book. Because, you know, I'm not familiar with the Sand Dollar to do.
I got you. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. You know which one of the book I'm talking about, right?
Lutzka, right?
Right.
I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Annie.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Producer,
okay.
Put that next caller through dead quick, because they couldn't hear him give the answer because they was talking to you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Do you have an answer for us?
Yeah, Preacher's Cave is in Lutzka.
Yes, it is. Why, thank you very much. You gave the producer your name, your cell phone number, your
email.
Your wallet provider and your wallet address. Do you have a digital wallet?
No, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Producer. Anyway, I can't get mad at the producer, and I can't get mad at you either. So what we're going to do is we're going to connect you
with
our wallet provider, and we're going to get you set up, and then we're going to put your $30 on your digital wallet, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you so very much for playing along.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Absolutely. Okay, the text winner, the last four digits for the text winner, 2043. They were the first person to text in the answer. They were the first person to text me and ask me if they got it right. I'm so glad I wrote it down because you then took it out of the rotation, right? I use the way that it comes in to see who's first. Fortunately, I took it down, and you are the text winner. Last four digits, 2043. Okay. Whew. That's a lot of questions. Three we've done so far, right? Okay. We got to get this money out there. We've got every day $30, and I don't want to say, oh, we missed Monday, because we didn't start on Monday,
mm-mm.
And so the money's no longer available. I'm trying to get you all this $30 so y'all could remember me and buy me some Scarlet Plum. Now, of course, you have under no obligation to buy anybody anything with your $30. I had someone who texted me on my private line. They said they've been texting me so much all the correct answers, I owe them $900. But you got to text the Guardian Radio text line, powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. And if you are in the Family Islands, like we may have to do just a Family Island day. We've got you. We got your number, 242-300-5720 for Bahamians. For people, not just Bahamians, for people living in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. That's your toll-free number. You call in. Don't stress that I have you on hold too long, because it's free. Guardian paying for it. Got to thank the Guardian. Okay. Do you think we have time for one more question? It's 10:48, 12 minutes. Sure. All right. Let's throw one more question on the table, and then I have some more questions for you guys. Okay, this is my favorite question of all the questions so far. How many public holidays are left on the calendar for 2023? Dear young people, this is your time to shine. How many days off do we have left in the calendar for 2023? Not just days off, public holidays.
Not enough.
Authorized by the authorities. How many public holidays are left on the calendar for 2023? I got an answer here already. We got our first text answer. I think somebody heard you and said we need five more.
I know.
Our first text answer ended 6870. 6870. And I will offer... I'll be still waiting for a call. You could call in at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259 to answer that question. I won't give the answer yet. How many public holidays are left in the year? How many public holidays are left in the year? Texas, I already got a correct answer. A lot of y'all answers are wrong. I rebuke y'all wrong answers. You're trying to slave me. No, give me free. In fact, we're supposed to have a public holiday for the coronation of the king every year if y'all want. Anyway.
And the queen's passing.
And the queen's. We need one for the queen's passing as well. Producer, you have any special days you need to turn into a holiday? Don't mind me. I have my producer working hard in the back there. We got a caller on the line. We're waiting for them to give the producer all of their information. Okay, now, ladies, tell us again, Suncash, Omni, again, right now for the audience, once I sign up, this is the most important part, the sending the money part, how do I generate this custom name for Omni or user address for some of the other services? That's the most important thing I need to connect to the person. They need that to be able to send me the money.
Okay. Once you're in OmniPay, once you have signed up and you're in the OmniPay app, all you're doing is going to the tab that says Sand Dollar.
Okay.
It's going to ask you what you wish your custom name to be. You simply type that in, and it's hard-coded to say Omni plus whatever you want your name to be. I always tell people you have to be a little bit careful when you put these custom names in, because if you want your name to be Sexy Smooth, whatever, Omni plus Sexy Smooth, what people are going to send money to you that way. That's what you're going to be known as. So just make sure that you're comfortable with whatever you want your custom name to be. And that's also a very vital way for persons to send you money, because not all the time you're going to be close to somebody to scan a QR code. If I'm here in Guardian Radio and somebody is WhatsApping me in Carmichael and needs me to send this money now, I need to be able to have your custom name just as shoot that money off to you in seconds.
Absolutely.
That's important as well.
Now, once I generate this name, do I need to keep it private? Or could I, I'm not saying it's a GoFundMe, but I want as many people to know how they could send me money.
It's no need to be private. If you want multiple people to know what your custom name is, feel free to do so. It's not as if they can use your name to take money off your wallet.
This is the good thing.
Remember, all of the wallet providers had to go through a very stringent testing with central banks. See, I have my central banker here.
Yes.
We had to go through a very stringent testing in terms of all of our apps to make sure that all of it is extremely secure. Mm-hmm. So if somebody was to get your custom name, That's just a way to send you money. It's not a way for persons to break into your wallet to extract money from your wallet.
Okay, this is good because I got some flyers I ready to post around town.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sun Cash.
So your custom name, we actually generate that automatically once you sign up just to save that hassle. What you do is put in Sun plus your telephone number. That's it. That's all right. It is. Sun plus 1242 or whatever your area code is.
@sanddollar.bs.
All of the custom names or custom addresses end in @sanddollar.bs. So for us, the beginning part is just Sun plus your number. So you can, once they have your number and they have Sun Plus, if you have a wallet, they can send it to you and you can find that within your app. And you also have your QR code. We allow persons to print them, send them out, scan them. They are everywhere.
Walk with that in your, that's a personal dream of mine. Walk with that in your wallet. But so I set up my Sun Cash. I love it because it's suncash.me/on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer, don't Sun Cash me at on the clock. That's the Guardian. Sun Cash me personally, right? But I like it. It's so for the purposes of the giveaway, people know who's sending them the money. There's a the transactional record. It's a on the clock. Okay, right. That's when I want a trivia question. There's no question. So make sure that your username is commensurate with your business or what it is that you're doing.
You can also see what persons are sending you as well, because if you go into your transaction history, you're able to very simply pull up all of the listing of terms of persons that would have sent you money at any point at any time. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of having a wallet, as opposed to when you're holding your actual wallet, you have $100 in there. You have no clue how that wallet, that $100 went from $100 to $2 at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
And I do want to say with having that transaction history, you have a lot of micro businesses who may want to get a small loan. And so with showing your transaction history, you can show a lender, this is how much money I'm bringing in and sand.
And how I'm spending it.
And
for NGOs in particular, I just saw it for very small NGOs, it can't necessarily afford a rigorous accounting service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Conduct all your transactions in sand dollar. You will have an automatic transaction record for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for your funders, for your donors, so they have confidence that you're spending the money properly and wisely. Ms. Russell, just before we go to the caller, or we can wait till after. Okay, caller. Do you have an answer for me? How many public holidays are left on the calendar for 2023?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I was cheated all morning, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
I believe we have 7 good days left on the calendar.
You are right. You are correct. 7 good days left, because I am a hard worker, but I may be a bad employee. I love this public holiday. Good morning, Gail Hannah. Okay, so you left your information with the producer, your name, your cell phone number, your wallet, your Sand Dollar wallet address, and your Sand Dollar provider.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Thank you as well.
Okay, it is 10:55. I think we don't have any more time for giveaways, but I do have a question for you ladies in the studio. I want to know, I have a game show. It's called How Bahamian Are You?
Oh, God.
Where we test how Bahamian are you, and the only wrong answer is Johnny Bread. That's the only wrong answer in this game show. Name 2 of the public holidays that are left. There's 7 public holidays left for the calendar year, name 2 of them.
National Heroes Day.
Independence. Right.
All right. I like National Heroes Day. Independence. What's the name of the upcoming Labor Day parade?
Labor Day parade.
You're not alone. You know what I think it is? I think y'all is bewigging. See, because financial services is a 24/7 job. These guys don't get to take off public holidays because they like in customer service. They have to be by the phone and the computer every day, all the time. They don't get to enjoy the Randall Fox labor hardworking people get to enjoy. That's what happens when you're behind the computer all the time. But we thank you for your labor. That's the most important part. Okay, I have a question here. Good morning. Can you ask the rep from Central Bank? No, I can't ask them that because we're talking about sand dollars. I will share the text with them offline so they could share it with the relevant team members from the central bank. But the sand dollar adoption unit does not speak to those issues. Good morning, Ms. Green. I was texting away only to find out it was the radio line instead. Their text, I got your text. You just weren't the first person to answer the text. That's what happened. Another text that says, can I use SunCash or another on my social media to have supporters buy me a coffee? With 100 people a day sending me $5 be a problem? So, like, there's an app called Ko-fi that one of the regular co-hosts on Morning Blend, Stephen Hanna, and the Alan Molek fan club. He creates lots of content, and you can support these Bahamian creators by buying them a coffee or making a donation through an app called Ko-fi. And this person wants to know, can they link a sand dollar wallet to their social media platform so Bahamians can support them with sand dollars?
Yes, they most certainly can. But of course, this sounds like something that they'll be reoccurring and getting a number of payments. There are different tiers in central bank and in the wallets. So they would have to upgrade. They can start by accepting the payments, but after 500, they would have to upgrade to the second tier.
Okay, awesome.
And KYC, yeah.
Awesome. And KYC is know
your
customer.
IDs and that sort of thing.
Somebody said, no one said Christmas. For the public holiday.
I was thinking it.
And you said Bahamian, though? You said because...
No, it's public holiday.
Oh, just public holiday.
Yeah, just public holiday. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
Boxing Day.
As well. Mm-hmm. But two reasons why I text is because he's waking on Christmas Day, man. If you're a mother, you're waking. If you're a parent, you're waking.
You got to wrap gifts.
If you're a Grammy, maybe you ain't waking, but you won't cook the thing. Like my Grammy, she cooked the bread pudding. And everybody's like, Grammy, cook the bread pudding. She couldn't rest. Right? Like, that's what... She was a lovely grandmother. Cooked the bread pudding and Coca-Cola sodas in the bottle.
Oh, wow. But back to the gentleman's question in terms of getting donations or funding or anything, that's where the wallet address comes in. He can post that at sanddollar.bs address on his social media. And so anyone can... then send funds to that address. It's just like texting.
That's what on the Christmas. That was what. You just had that big.
Yes. Oh wow. Oh my goodness.
Why not the financial literacy.
No.
Wine and art and jollification.
That, but as well as there was the Salvation.
The Salvation Army.
Drive that was happening in the Christmas. What they did was they put their wallet address on all of the kettles, so persons get that if they didn't have any monies, they just scanned that and donated it.
No, you're right. You're right. One of the Bellas did say to me, Miss Green, you walking past me, but I know you got sand dollars.
You could have scanned the QR code on the actual kettle or you could have sent it to them.
If you want to
If you want to support, they still have it going
on. At their sand dollar address. Awesome. You can still do that now.
Another quick question. Can I deposit more than $10,000 to someone's SunCash wallet? What's the limit? What's the maximum? So tier one, I think the maximum is 500, right?
Yes, the maximum is 500. And then tier two is 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Tier three is...
commercial, eh?
Business. It's commercial.
Yeah.
So that would be unlimited.
Right. Because I think it's reasonable. It's reasonable for one person to receive, say, $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably a business. You know, you're probably a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could imagine taking it up to that tier. Okay, guys, we are almost out of time. I think we're going to keep, Ms. Newton, we're going to keep the text and the telephone component for the giveaways, right? Maybe we do one text, one...
No, definitely. There's many ways people can...
All right. I got a text here about the traffic incident yesterday. They said that they know the family needs assistance. They say that there was not a fatality, but one of the children is badly injured. Text, I'm going to take your number and reach out to you so maybe we could figure out how to help the public, help the family, right? Let's just put our phones down, people. Stop driving. You don't need to transfer money while you drive in. No. It is the fastest way to transfer money. Trust me, as soon as you put your car in park, you could send your money. Thank you guys for playing along. If you didn't win, I just want you to know I got your text. Preacher's Cave is not in Exuma. Preacher's Cave is not in Cat Island. Trust me, I know. We used to hide in the caves from hurricanes, so lots of preaching went on in them. But Preacher's Cave is in Eleuthera, North Eleuthera, and it is where the Eleutheran adventurers took refuge when their boat wrecked on the Devil's Backbone Reef off the coast of Eleuthera, and they took refuge in Preacher's Cave, the first settlers to the Bahamas after the indigenous people were gone. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to continue the giveaway tomorrow. That's Friday. We're going to have Bahama Games coming to you. Have some Bahama Games and Bahamian sports trivia. Miss Newton, Miss Andrews, Miss Russell, Suncash, Omni, Central Bank, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I just want to say thank you for having us, and I just want to remind everybody out there to download their Sand Dollar Wallets. Mm-hmm. Remember that there are 7 authorized financial wallets from the Central Bank, so you can download any one of your choice, and they are fully interoperable with each other, which means you can send and receive between all of them. Now, we have the upcoming regattas and so forth coming up. I would encourage everybody out there to load up their wallets beforehand. They can do so at any of the mobile wallet locations, at kiosks, at using your wallet, debit or credit card, cash, and so forth, vouchers. We're going to continue going to the Family Islands with the Central Bank throughout the remainder of the year. So stay up to date on our social media pages. Our Instagram is Suncash. Our Facebook is Suncash Bahamas. So we will put something out to let you know, hey, we're headed down there. Connect with us. We want to get you on with Sand Dollars, whether you are a customer or a business. We want you on there.
And all right.
We want to get everyone
And definitely follow Sand Dollar on social media, sanddollar.bs. We'll be posting where we're headed to next. We just came from the Berry Islands. Follow us.
Absolutely. And as we close out the show, I'm getting ready to make myself $1 million. I'm going to go buy me one of them fancy kiosks so that I can enable my Sand Dollar users at these events and festivals. I'm going to get me a charging station. I'm going to make sure that wherever people are trading in Sand Dollars, I get my charging station so their phones will always be ready to transfer and receive money. You guys think about it and don't go to the regatta without your little mini charging block. You got to stay current. Pun intended. You guys have a great day. You've been On the Clock, Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newey is up next. We are the children.